Bruce McGowan back with you on Sports Phone 680 on this Tuesday night. And it's a very tough evening for a lot of us in sports because we're still in shock that Bill King, 78-year-old icon of sports broadcasting here in the Bay Area, is no longer with us. He passed away earlier today at the age of 78. And we're paying homage to Bill, who had some of the great calls. Certainly a lot of us who grew up here in the Bay Area in the 1960s and 70s remember his terrific play-by-play work with the Oakland Raiders. Let's go back to 1970. One of the things that Raider fans remember most about the late 60s and early 70s was the great rivalry the Raiders had with the Kansas City Chiefs. Here it's Daryl LaMonica and Fred Biletnikoff teaming up for a touchdown in a critical late-season game that gave the Raiders the AFC Western Division title. Bill King has the call.
Wells splits just a little bit to the left. Biletnikoff very wide to the right against Marsalis. On second down, LaMonica back to pass. He's throwing deep for Biletnikoff near the goal line. Touchdown, Raiders! The Oakland Coliseum is on its ear. A 36-yard scoring pass. The picture play from LaMonica to Biletnikoff. Biletnikoff had a head-to-head physical battle all the way down the right sideline with Marsalis. He broke a half a step at the five, reached up, and it was there at the goal line, and he was in for the touchdown.
And, of course, the Raiders went on to the playoffs that year and met the Miami Dolphins, the upstart Dolphins, who were on the verge of some great seasons to come on a muddy Sunday afternoon at the Oakland Coliseum. The critical play in that game came when the future Hall of Famer Willie Brown picked off Bob Greasy and went the distance for a touchdown that put Oakland in front to stay.
Warfield to the left against Brown. Willie to the right against McLuhan. Sanka back in with kick in the backfield. And back goes Greasy to pass. Third down. He looks. He's got plenty of time. Fires. It is intercepted by Brown. 50, 40, down the right side to the 30, down to the 20, down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Raiders! Has come apart at the seams as Willie Brown intercepts and runs 50 yards for a touchdown. Greasy was throwing for Warfield, and he underthrew him. Brown got Dane Grayson went in to run a bit of a screen as a blocker down the side. Kuchenberg had the last shot at him around the 15-yard line and couldn't catch him as Grayson screened him off. And now Blanda will try the conversion.
And we mentioned, of course, the Raiders those years had some great games against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs won the AFL title, beating the Raiders in Oakland in 1969. The Raiders knocked the Chiefs out in the playoffs in 68 and knocked them out of the Western Division AFC race in 1970. But in 71, it was the Chiefs winning in Kansas City. But for a while, the Chiefs had to sweat that one out as Marv Hubbard, the human bowling ball who seemed to play up to incredible heights against Kansas City, kept carrying the ball against the Chiefs at Kansas City.
Double tight ends, Hubbard and Banaszak back there, handoff to Hubbard, he drives, it is a touchdown Raiders, right over the middle, Marv Hubbard getting his second score of the day. And now the fans naturally extend the chorus of boos in the direction of the officials, unhappy with a pass interference call, Blanda in for the conversion, it's now tied at 13 all. And George taking over for LaMonica in the last 4 minutes and 16 seconds of the second quarter has continued despite the fact that he was KO'd by a crunching Buck Buchanan tackle. Stabler will hold. Snap spot. Kick. It's right there. It is good. And the Raiders have gone in front here.
In 1972, the Raiders played one of the most memorable games in the history of the NFL at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh against the Pittsburgh Steelers, an upstart team that had never been in the postseason. With seconds to go and the Steelers at their own 40-yard line, it appeared the Raiders had the game salted away. Kenny Stabler in for an ineffective Daryl LaMonica had run for a touchdown from 40 yards out to put Oakland in front 7-6. But a miracle play was to ensue on fourth down. It was known ever after as the Immaculate Reception, and here's Bill King's call of it.
Back he goes. They've got one back out. Four-man pattern. He looks deep. He's in trouble. He's run to the right by Jones. He reverses, steps up, throws way upfield. Batted down by Tatum, and it's taken. Caught in the air by Supra. Supra to 40. Supra to no. It's Franco Harris. Harris will go away for touchdown. I don't believe it. Franco Harris goes 40 yards. The place has exploded. The place has exploded.
defensive back knocks the ball up in the air at about the 30. Way back towards the midfield. Franco Harris caught the ball at the 40. Started running. Nobody realized he had the ball. He raced 40 yards for a touchdown. The Raiders are protesting something, but it's to no avail.
In 1973, the Raiders got back into the postseason, and Bill King was there to call a big win late in the campaign against the Denver Broncos that salted away another AFC Western Division crown.
Vella and Bob Brown on the right side. Brown at the tackle, Vella at the end. Moore on the other side. Hand off to Smith. Charlie barrels over. Touchdown, Raiders! Over right guard. Stabler asked for quiet. Slot right. It's a big play in this drive right here. Hand off to Davis again. Makes to go outside. Cuts back to the middle of the five. Touchdown, Oakland! The Raiders score again. Davis started a little bit wide. It wasn't there, but he cut back over the middle. A big hole, and the Raiders score.
And in the playoffs that year, once again, it was the Hall of Famer Willie Brown breaking up a close game against the Steelers as the Raiders would get their revenge at the Oakland Coliseum. Here's Bill King's call of a critical play late in the game, authored by the great Willie Brown.
Pittsburgh first down in the Raiders 48, 16-7 Oakland. 2:10 left to go in the third quarter. It's still very much anybody's football game. Bradshaw sets up, then lobs one out to the left, broken up, intercepted. Willie Brown at the 50, Willie at the 40, he's at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Raiders! Oakland Coliseum has exploded as the great veteran Willie Brown tipped the pass intended for Pearson. Popped it into the air so he could grab it at the 50 and outraced everyone into the end zone. A 50-yard interception return by Willie Brown.
The following year, the Raiders played one of the most exciting games ever in the history of the NFL as they dethroned the two-time defending champion Miami Dolphins at Oakland on a gloomy Saturday afternoon as they scored a touchdown in the final seconds of play. Actually, there were three scores in the last 4 minutes of the game. This score from Stabler to Cliff Branch actually put Oakland temporarily in front.
Stabler first and 10 back again. Going deep to Branch up the left side. Head-and-head battle. And he makes a diving pass at the 30. He gets up. Nobody touches him. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. Touchdown, Raiders!
Yeah, it looked like at that point the Raiders might have had that game won, but it was not to be that easy. The Dolphins didn't become two-time champions by giving up. They powered downfield, and it only took them six plays to get into the end zone. Benny Malone scoring the go-ahead touchdown to put Miami back in front.
Greasy used the pass judiciously to start this drive. He gives to Malone, sends him to the right. He's turning the corner behind Little at the 20, down to the 15. He rams one man all the way at the 10. He goes all the way. Touchdown, Dolphins! Run of 23 yards, and Miami is back in front 25-21. He just bulled, ran, smashed Chip Thomas out of the play as he went to tackle him.
But the Raiders had a couple of minutes to go, and Larry Zonka, the great fullback of the Dolphins, later would remark, "I looked at the clock and I knew it wasn't a good thing to score so early," because the Raiders were attuned to coming from behind in the late going, especially with Kenny Stabler driving his club downfield. A number of passes to Fred Biletnikoff set up the game-winning score, the famous Sea of Hands play, Stabler to Clarence Davis.
35 seconds left. First and goal for Oakland. They trail 26-21. The promised land is 8 yards away. Branch to the left against Stuckey. Biletnikoff to the right against Foley. Back to pass goes Stabler. Look it, look it, look it. He runs. He's at the 15. He throws. It is. A touchdown, Raiders. I can't even see the receiver. Clarence Davis. It looks like Clarence Davis. He's being mobbed. Stabler was hit as he threw. He was falling down. Stabler threw the ball in a loop.
Yeah, that was an amazing play, and of course the Raiders unfortunately lost to the eventual champion Pittsburgh Steelers in the championship game, and the following year the Steelers beat the Raiders again, beating them only by a few points.
14:25 to go. Stallworth to the left. Out to the right is Reggie Jarrett now. He's in for Swan. Here's the trap play to Harris, getting outside of the left. He gets a comeback block. Colsey misses the tackle. He's down to 15, the 10. Touchdown, Steelers!
The crowd has gone wild here as Harris has gone in from 25 yards, getting a comeback block on the outside, breaking through the tackle of Neil Colsey, streaking down the left sideline, and as if it were a cue, the snow begins to come down.
And, of course, the next year, the Raiders-Steeler rivalry continued on opening day. The Raiders fought back from two touchdowns down to win with 17 points in the final few minutes of play.
Fred Steinfort. Humble hole at the 11. This will be an effort of 21 yards. Snap, spot, kick. Good.
In the 1976 AFC title game, it would be the Raiders and Steelers meeting for the third straight year, and this time it was the Raiders taking advantage of Pittsburgh's shorthanded nature as both Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer were missing because of injuries. Oakland's defense prevailed that day with some crushing plays as Oakland won 24-7 to earn a Super Bowl berth.
And a handoff goes to Fuqua, and the whole defense piles in on top of him from the defensive left side. Villapiano, Matuzak, and Dave Rowe, particularly Villapiano and Matuzak, were so charged up about it, they stood there and gleefully beat each other on the helmet after the tackle was made at the 22-yard line for a loss. All right, back again is Bradshaw, setting up. Got a lot of time. Down the middle he goes to Swan, and is broken up by Atkinson on the 5-yard line. Here's Bradshaw back to pass, setting up deep. Rowe chases him out. Rowe still after him. And Sistrunk hits him a lick that you wouldn't believe. He didn't see Sistrunk coming from the other side. The Super Bowl really exists for the Oakland Raiders. All along, they've been thinking it was somebody's crazy illusion.
Just a couple of weeks later at Pasadena, it was the Raiders taking on the Vikings and Clarence Davis coming up with the big play early to give Oakland the edge.
Here's a handoff to Clarence Davis following a Beeler pull. He gets the outside, the 15, the 20, 25, up to 30, cuts around one man. He is brought down. Line up now, and he looks. Here's the handoff to Clarence Davis following a Beeler pull. He gets the outside, the 15, the 20, 25, up to 30, cuts around one man. He is brought down at the 41-yard line. The tackle made by the free safety, Paul Krause. And boy, do you call that extricating yourself from a real tough situation.
And the Raiders controlled the football all afternoon that day, especially on this particular drive that ended up with the score.
Back is Stabler to pass. Good blocking. He steps up as the rush comes. He throws it wide open. Let me go to the 35, to the 30, to the 20. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's dropped on the 2-yard line. Yawning chasm in the middle of the defense and took off before he was finally caught from behind by Krause. First and goal. Here's the snap. Give the ball to Banaszak. He powers over. Touchdown, Raiders! Banaszak smashing over behind the wedge provided by Vella, Henry Lawrence, and Bankston on the offensive right side. Oakland now putting at least 18 points between themselves and the Vikings.
The legendary Bill King calling the play-by-play. That was in the Super Bowl 11 at Pasadena, which the Raiders won over the Vikings 32-14. We're looking back at Bill's great career as he passed away today at the age of 78. And some of the highlights, particularly from his Raider years, this is from 1977 in the first round of the playoffs against the Baltimore Colts at Old War Memorial Stadium. As the Raiders came to Baltimore and played a Colts team that was determined to knock the defending champions out, but this game went in a double overtime before the Raiders managed to win it. Clarence Davis, once again, with a big day, scored early in that contest.
Now the Raiders are thinking six at this juncture. Hand off to Davis, and just over left tackle, down to the 25, the 20, takes off to the 15, the 10, stiff arms a man at the 5, touchdown Raiders! Clarence Davis, with a quick adjustment at the line of scrimmage, powered past the left tackle spot, head ahead of steam, pranced into the secondary, and left a trail of would-be tacklers behind it.
And, of course, the Raiders used Dave Kasper quite a bit that day as Ken Stabler threw three touchdown passes to Kasper, one here, and then a following catch by Kasper that set up the game-tying field goal in the final seconds.
Slot right, branch inside, Biletnikoff, Stabler back to pass. Sets up, looks, pumps once, throws as he's hit, Kasper, goal line, touchdown Raiders! Stabler now sends branch left, Biletnikoff to the right. Back again, straight drop back, pumps once, he goes medium deep to Kasper, Kasper makes an over-the-shoulder catch, he's caught from behind at the 15-yard line!
A very, very remarkable adjustment as Casper, I think, first turned the wrong way and managed to run under that high lob to the deep part of the defense. Timeout on the field.
Ready to go. Banaszak in the backfield. Slot left, Branch to the right. Stabler back. Looks, he goes to Branch. He makes a diving catch, and I think he's got the first down on a remarkable play at the 26-yard line.
Madden down along the side, gesturing, first down, first down. Power formation left, second down, seven. Bankson moves from left to right in motion. The defense tries to adjust. Play fake by Stabler. Back to pass. Goes to the end zone. Casper, touchdown, Raiders. They win! Kenny Stabler's 10-yard scoring pass to Casper in the left corner of the end zone. A play they have used before, Monty, in the tight end alignment, bringing Bankston from left to right to create an adjustment in the defense. On and out of Baltimore fans giving their gallant Colts a very deserved ovation. And here's the cue, the final score. Oakland 37 and Baltimore 31.
Of course, the Raiders were knocked out that year in the AFC title game by the Denver Broncos, who went on to play Dallas in the Super Bowl. The following year, the Raiders missed the playoffs for the first time in 7 years, but it wasn't because of this play, which occurred early in the season at San Diego. An incredible call by King here as the Raiders pulled out one of those miracle finishes on what was known ever after as the Holy Roller Play.
Oakland trails 20-14. 10 seconds left. The crowd takes up a can of defense. Robiski and Banaszak on the back. Slot right. Branch inside. Bradshaw, Stabler back. Here comes the rush. He sidesteps. Can he throw? He can! Forward is loose, a wild scramble, 2 seconds on the clock. Casper grabbing the ball, it is rolled a fumble. Casper has recovered in the end zone. The Oakland Raiders have scored on the most seamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play. Madden is on the field. He wants to know if it's real. They said yes, get your big butt out of here. He does. There's nothing real in the world anymore. The Raiders won the football game. 52,000 people minus a few lonely Raider fans are stunned. This one will be relived forever.
One of the great calls of the late, great Bill King, who passed away earlier today at the age of 78. 2 years later, the upstart Raiders, who were not expected to win the Super Bowl, managed to not only win 3 playoff games, but then whack the favored Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 15, 27-10, as Jim Plunkett put on quite a show that afternoon.
Plunkett drops back to pass, steps up, he looks, over the middle, he's got it, touchdown Raiders! It's caught by Cook Branch! Plunkett on a straight drop back, here comes the rush, steps up, can't find anybody yet, takes off running to the left, rolls on the move, and it's caught by King at the 40, King takes over the 50, he'll go all the way, nobody knew him, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Raiders! Took a shot at the ball and missed. King made the catch, put the field. There was nothing but open air.
Some great calls by the legendary Bill King, a good friend to all of us in the broadcasting and sports world here in the Bay Area. We're going to miss him terribly, and we hope you enjoyed those calls that Bill had over the years with the Oakland Raiders. We'll hear some calls that Bill had with the Golden State and also San Francisco Warriors from the 1970s. Coming up next as we continue our tribute to Bill King on this Tuesday night, you are listening to a special edition of Sports Phone 680. Bruce McGowan with you on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.